I'm Jim Benson, and you're listening to TV Time Machine on Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and visit our show archives at tvtimemachine.com.
His IQ is so high, his brain is registered as a lethal weapon.
I think a second grader would have got that one right.
Today on the TV Time Machine, we are pleased to welcome Brooke Burns, the host of the new game show, The Chase, which premieres Tuesday, August 6th at 9 p.m. on GSN. Brooke, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Brooke, you host the new game show, The Chase, which premieres Tuesday, August 6th at 9 p.m. on GSN. Brooke, tell us about The Chase, the format of the show, and what audiences can expect to see when tuning in this season.
The Chase is originally a show that they started in the UK. They've shot over 600 episodes, so that tells you how popular it is there. And they've just ordered 300 more. So we're hoping to bring that same kind of success to America with this show. It's a really fun, fast-paced trivia game show where one trivia genius, who we have, his nickname is The Beast, Mark Labette, his namesake is The Beast. He is the original chaser on the UK show. We're bringing him to America to play against three contestants at a time on the American version of the show. So we give them speed rounds, 60 seconds to answer as many questions as they can. For every correct answer, we give them cash. Then they have to play in a round against the Beast, which is a chaser round, multiple choice questions, to try to put that money safely in the bank. Then they have the final chase where they play for all or nothing, all the money or nothing against the Beast in a speed trivia round at the end. So it's very fast-paced, very exciting. The questions run the gamut for every single category that you can possibly think of. It doesn't help to be good just in one area. And our contestants, you know, not only have to be smart, but they have to be brave to come on television and face the Beast.
Yeah, he's rather intimidating. Now, what kind of guy is he, and how do you two interact on the show?
Well, he has a very intimidating presence at 6'7", 370-ish pounds.
Wow.
He's also, you know, mentally very intimidating because he has a near photographic memory. But I think that that adds to the excitement and the challenge for America to come on and, as a team, take him down. And that's the goal. it's... In real life, though, he's quite a gentleman and very humble, and I guess the easiest way to describe him is that, you know, he's a sportsman. He's very smart. He plays to win. He likes to win, but at the same time, if you can come on and put him in his place, he will give you a tip of the hat.
Now, did you guys immediately establish a chemistry, an on-air rapport?
You know, we did. On the UK version of the show, they have a male host, and they change up their chasers. We are only going to use The Beast. And the two of us together, I think they wanted to change up the dynamic a little bit. We have a very fun, sometimes antagonistic relationship. But I think that that adds to, you know, the comedy and also, you know, the delight of the show. We're having a really good time working together. We had very easy chemistry right from the start. One of the things that I love is that when he starts to bully the contestants, that I can step in as sort of the mother hen of our team and try to keep him away from them or from intimidating them too much psychologically as well as physically.
So does he talk smack to you? Because he's rather good at that.
He's very good at talking smack. He knows better than to talk smack to me. He's learned very quickly the adage, don't mess with Texas. So we've tried to establish some early boundaries in our relationship. I think he knows what they are.
Now, for you, what are some of the keys to being a successful game show host and quizmaster?
You know, I think that I got some really good advice when I first started Dog Eat Dog, which is, as a host, very different than acting, you know, and speaking somebody else's words and having something memorized. I think that the key is being genuinely curious. You have to be a good listener. You have to be curious about the contestants, their lives, who they are, what they're out to play for, their personalities, and, you know, just be able to take the temperature of the room. I love people, so that was, you know, that comes pretty easily for me. And then the other thing is staying in the moment and staying on top of keeping the game moving along. So I'm a bit of a sportsman myself, so I like the competition aspect of the show, and I really enjoy it.
Well, speaking of competition, how do you guys find such knowledgeable contestants for The Chase, and what are the other qualities that you look for in a contestant?
You know, there's a whole think tank behind the scenes that search for the right contestant for the show. We test them. We quiz them. We interview them to try to get a sense of their personality, if they're good for television. A lot of times you have people who are highly intelligent that just freeze up on camera and literally can't speak. So I always say our contestants have to be smart, but they also have to be brave and, you know, have a little bit of personality, or otherwise we will just tease them incessantly until we bring that out in them, or the beast will just slaughter them. But, yeah, no, I think that, you know, the thing that's great about our show is that, you know, there aren't selective categories. You may be super knowledgeable in a couple of areas, and hopefully you get a teammate who's knowledgeable in the areas where you're weak. So, once again, together, you know, three heads are better than one, and that's the goal, and that's on the show. That's the only way, I think, that you're really able to take on the beast in a fair manner, because he is, has a beast of knowledge, you know.
Right, and I think that's really a balancing act for you, because how difficult is it to come up with questions that are tough enough for the chaser but not too tough for the contestants?
Yes, well, that's not my job. Again, those are crazy research, long hours of, you know, mixing in easy, medium, hard questions, what categories, really making it diverse so that it's fair, you know. For me, it's really about working on my auctioneer voice, because the speed rounds get really fast, and trying to articulate all of the questions in a certain amount of time where it's, you know, the same speed for everyone, so that I don't have the beast breathing down my neck.
Right.
You ran faster than the contestant. That's not fair. That's all I really have to worry about.
Has anything surprised you so far as host of The Chase in your experience on the show?
Yeah, well, the beast always brags about knowing all of the food questions, and he lost a very simple American food question. So we're going to have to school him on a few things. He's, you know, originally from the UK. He's only been to America twice. So I think that's where we have the advantage. We have to really take pride in our nation and our nation's history and the trends here that are different from those maybe in the UK that he may have missed, because
right.
Otherwise, he's a hard opponent to beat.
Now, in addition to the cash prizes, what are some of the other motivations that people have for coming on The Chase and facing the beast?
I think when you're coming on a trivia game show like this, the idea that with your knowledge, you know, either individually and or with your team, that you can win up to $250,000 in a day is great motivation in and of itself. But I think that if you watch the UK version of the show and you know the history of who these people are, who the chasers are, who the beast is, he is a force to be reckoned with. And I actually think that for the contestants, there is more to the bragging rights of having taken down the beast than even the amount of money that they walk away with. Because if you can say that, you're walking around with a pretty good ego on your hand, and a deserved one. I think that the bragging rights are equal to the cash, or maybe even outweigh them.
Now, you mentioned this a little bit earlier. The Chase has already been renewed for a second season, if I have my facts straight.
Yes, we shot 8 episodes earlier in the spring, and we're just about to dive into our second 8.
Well, that's extraordinary for television. What are the reasons for that?
You know, I think that GSN just saw the relationship between the Beast and myself as being unique and fun on a game show format. I think that they can tell that we're having fun. I think that translates for the audience. You know, it's already been super successful in the UK, and I think that they were wondering if they could adapt it for America. And once they got through the editing process, they decided they really liked what they saw. So fingers crossed that you know, that it does translate in the same way, and that the audience enjoys it as much as we do.
Brooke, where can people find out more about yourself and The Chase online?
Yes, exactly. They have all kinds of fan pages and Twitter pages for The Chase, apparently, that more than I'm even aware of, I think. But, you know, GSN's website, obviously, and The Chase USA on Twitter.
Brooke Burns, the host of The Chase, which premieres Tuesday, August 6th at 9 p.m. on GSN. Brooke, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Okay, thanks.